It's Relationship Intervention.
Do you get frustrated when people take up all the parking space in front of your house? We've got a mixed listener that's struggling with that right now in her neighborhood, looking for some advice from you of what she should do with these neighbors. Meg is on the phone. Send us a Facebook message here. You've got some drama with people in your neighborhood, Meg. What's the problem?
I know it probably seems petty to people, but we have a full household of kids, me and my husband, and I park my car because I leave after my husband does and I get home after he does. I park my car on the street, and it hasn't been a problem until recently. We live on a small cul-de-sac and parking is not abundant. So I now end up parking, could be up to 2 blocks away from my own house, because our neighbor's girlfriend now parks her big old ugly Jeep right in front of my house.
Uh-oh.
So not only am I inconvenienced by having to walk, but when I look out my living room window, I see this ugly...
Okay. So, but you said it's a cul-de-sac. Obviously, there's not a lot of space because people have driveways and it's limited. But you can't really own the spot in front of your house, though.
But shouldn't I have dibs? It's my street. It's my house. Why can't she inconvenience her boyfriend and park behind him and her?
Yeah.
Meg, I feel the same way. I'm so glad you called with this relationship intervention and messaged us on Facebook, because I feel the same way. There's people in my neighborhood that park in front of my house, and I go, why are you parking there? That's my spot to park. It's in front of my house. Granted, we don't own the street, but it is in front of my house, and I don't know how to handle it either. So glad you called about this.
Look, growing up in Milwaukee, we had the same issue too, because Milwaukee parking, if it's an even day on the calendar, you have to park on the even side, and sometimes people would have guests over at other house and spots would be gone. I don't know what you can do about it. I don't think you can really do anything about it, but it's frustrating because it is in front of your house. And don't you feel like us decent people, when you pull into somebody's neighborhood, you are somewhat aware of like, oh, all right, they live there, let me park here. But if there's no other spots, what is she supposed to do?
But like, it's not just one Friday night. She comes, parks, and is there for days.
Oh, days.
Right out front. And I just, this is not. Getting ready in the morning is rough. I have to get the kids out. And then now we have to do, if I park behind him because I don't want to park 2 blocks away from my own house, then he has to move the cars in the morning. And it's just such a pain.
You guys don't have driveways, it sounds like?
We do have driveways, but they're thin.
They're thin.
So there's not enough room for 2 cars to park next to each other. So you have to block someone in.
Meg, I feel the same way you do,
because
I have that driveway that's just a single driveway. I'd like to park one right there on the street, but you know, you got the neighbor's girlfriend's Jeep parked there.
All right. People are actually calling in already right now, and this is your chance to do just that. 414-432-1099. You can call and text. Quick recap. Meg is on the phone with relationship intervention. Next door neighbor's girlfriend is parking in front of her house, taking up parking spots in their cul-de-sac. So Meg now can't park in front of her own house. How do you handle this? Do you talk to her personally? Do you talk to the boyfriend who lives next door?
Leave a note on the car.
Yeah, do you write a note?
Move.
You need to just get a whole new house, Meg. Doesn't sound like with all the kids you're looking to do that right now. But 414-432-1099, call or text. Maybe there's a police officer listening to this. How do you handle this if somebody calls the non-emergency line and has a complaint about this? I don't know who's right or wrong. You can't own the parking spot.
Right, but if you park there for days, I mean, maybe there's some parking restrictions
maybe
that
there
you don't
is.
Know about. Who knows?
Maybe there is. Help Meg out. It's relationship intervention. All right, Don, so what'd you want to say to Meg?
Get over it.
So you think she should just deal with it?
Absolutely.
Don, I have to deal with it too, and I'll tell you what, it gets to be like, dude, I kind of like having, when I have people come over, let them park in front of my house so they don't have to park all the way down the street. But I almost have like the same situation here. You wouldn't go over and just mention something to the neighbor, or maybe put a note and say, hey, can you kind of leave some room?
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
And I don't think you can.
No confrontation at all.
I don't think you really can. Like, that's just the way it is if you're going to live in a community where there's other houses.
Don, walk over with a bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer and say, hey, if you happen to keep off of my area here in front of the curb, you got this. No?
Well, and it sounds like...
It's going to cause more problems than if
stay away from it. Okay.
And doesn't she sound sort of frustrated with a lot of other things? I know she has the kids and all that good stuff. I think she's overwhelmed in a lot of areas, it sounds like, in her life. And this is just what she's focusing her energy on in this moment.
Yeah, it's something petty, which, you know, it's an inconvenience, but it's part of what it is.
You gotta deal with it? All right.
Move out to the country. We don't have neighbors then if you don't want to deal with any of that stuff.
Or maybe just park on the lawn right in front of the house. It looks like a hillbilly. Yeah, that's okay. Just park right up there.
Or do that too. I mean, I know a lot of people here are texting in, leave a note on the car.
That's what a lot of
people are saying. And maybe that's what she'll do. But we'll find out tomorrow morning when she calls back in with an update here on The Mix. Thanks, Don, for calling in.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Hi, it's The Mix.
Hi, The Mix. Is this anonymous?
Yes.
What'd you want to say?
If two cars can fit in their driveway, why don't the husband park on the street till she parks in? That way he can leave right away in the morning.
Boom.
Do the little switcheroo.
Well, she gets
home after him, so it's almost like she'd have to call and say, hey, I'm on my way, or look on the Life 360 app and go, oh, I see she's coming. Got to pull the car out. She just doesn't want to have to do that.
Maybe that is what she's going to have to do. But
yeah.
Anonymous, I don't think that's a bad idea either. We'll see what her response is going to be to all of this, because there's Facebook messages, there's texts coming in saying leave a note, your calls are helpful, and that's what relationship intervention is all about. So be listening tomorrow morning, 8:20, when she calls back in with that update.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, if the neighbors see that they fit two cars in the driveway, hypothetically, they're going to be like, oh, well, we'll be fine parking in front of their house.
Maybe the neighbors think that. They go, oh, they're doing it, so we might as well just keep parking in front of their house.
We have a similar situation where people own like 2-3 cars on our block, and we just, like, realistically, there's no way around it unless you have a driveway. So
you gotta deal with it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have an autistic son, so.
Oh, so you understand exactly what she may be dealing with,
and the
frustrations
of on our street, yes.
Oh, yeah. And then you add a construction on top of it. Man, I feel bad for you, Anonymous.
It sucks, but it's realistic.
Yeah, that's like what Don was saying. This is what you deal with when you have neighbors.
At least it's not winter and we have like 8 feet of snow. Oh,
but this is probably what she's getting stressed about.
Sorry.
Thanks, Anonymous, for calling in on Relationship Intervention. The update tomorrow, 8:20. We'll hear from Meg here on The Mix.